Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I do not want you to grieve like those who have no hope. For many have no hope. They don't know if they'll ever see their loved one again. Death has viciously robbed them of their company, their hugs, their kisses, their conversations, their comfort, their laughs. No more comfort, no more games, no more joy for them. No more stories, it's all over, and there's nothing that they can do about it. The individual that they loved has turned back to dust, and in their minds, they're only left with a memory. And so they do whatever they can to try to preserve that memory, maybe holding on to something that was close to them, keeping a room just so, or donating some money to a charitable organization, perhaps one that fights against the very thing that claimed his life. And yet of all the hundreds and thousands of people that pass by and see that name on that plaque or on that bench, it's just a name to them. We also mourn. We have lost our loved ones. Death intrudes into our life to steal life. Even if their life was filled with suffering, to live is still better than to die. For in death, there is nothing behind those eyes. It's eerie and disturbing. No one dies with dignity. Even if the individual dies in his sleep at night, it is still shameful, humiliating, ugly, gross, unpleasant, and smelly. Death has this strange ability to take one life and to leave those who are left here, the living, as simply a shell of their former selves, not knowing what to say. What can we say? It's not okay. Death is our enemy. It's not right, and we can feel it in our bones. So we want to ignore it. We want to shove it into a hospital so that way we can pretend like we are not surrounded by death daily, that we are living, not dying. And we don't need to worry about that thing called death until we are well advanced in our years. But we cannot ignore it. We must confront it for what it is. We must go with the women to the tomb to recognize just how weak we are. We cannot move that stone. We see what death has done, and we cannot run away from it. It comes quickly and it comes slowly. At times we can put it off or slow it down, but we never force its retreat. It methodically marches toward us to slowly squeeze out life. We've tried to put on a brave face, but it hurts to bury the loved ones. It feels so empty and helpless inside. Part of us is also gone. We try to be strong for others, but death robs us of our strength. We try to pick up the pieces and move forward, for there are things that still need to get done, but we're not always quite sure how. A blank stare can simply overcome our face. We weep, we cry, we lament, we grieve. We feel the full weight of sin. It is not sinful or wrong to grieve. But in that moment, we feel the full weight of what sin does, for the wages of sin is death. And we know it's coming. We've seen it in tiny coffins, at cemeteries, a hospital bed, a chemo patient's wig, or a frail body. Life slowly fades. And in the process, our insecurities, our doubts, our fears are exposed. The blank stare begins to decorate our face. Now we must mourn death. It is our enemy. It is no friend. There is a time for grief and a time for mourning and a time for tears and a time for sadness. Easter does not take away our grief. And yet St. Paul writes, I do not want you to grieve as others do. We still grieve, but Easter puts it in its proper place. It injects hope. One tomb is empty. One place is no longer filled. One spot has relinquished its possession. And his was the worst of all deaths of all time. There was no dignity. There was no honor. But it was a shameful, humiliating, and ugly death. It was quite eerie to see him suspended from those nails in the dark of the day as the earth shook and the rocks split and a mother's heart was pierced. And yet this is he who took our sin so that he might be laid in the dust of death. He received what we have earned so that we might receive what he has earned. Sin is now gone. The law cannot condemn, so death cannot destroy. God would not let his Holy One see corruption, and neither will he let those who are in Christ see corruption. Christ is risen, and so will those who are baptized into Christ. Death still hurts, but the pain is gone, the sting is gone, so grief is now met with hope. So we must learn to confess in the midst of tears, to pray in the midst of sadness, to wait in patience as the casket is closed and lowered into the ground. Like Christ, they have died, and like Christ, they will rise. They are not gone, but they are asleep. The Lord is with them, watching over them and protecting them, and the holy angels are still with them too. As Christ walked out of the grave alive, so will they. As Christ's flesh rose up on this day, so will their flesh rise up. They have not lost anything. We've lost something, but not them. They have simply gained the victory. So on sad days and tough days, on days when we feel like we can't move forward, on days where a blank stare overcomes us, we must learn to confess and to pray and to wait in patience. We are not defeated. We must confess the resurrection and that Easter defines us each day. We have not lost. Easter is our reality, not simply one day or for seven Sundays, but Easter is our reality each and every day. We wait for the Lord. And in his word, we put our hope. The ugliness and shame and sadness are not eternal. Life is. The grief, sorrows, and tears are not forever. Life is. And so we must learn to confess that reality. Death has not won, and death will never win. We must learn to not be afraid of death. And that includes how we will die. How long will it will take, when we will die, or what will happen to those we leave behind? For in this shameful, humiliating, and ugly thing called death, we gain the victory. As the psalmist says, so we confess, I shall not die, but live. So today is not about ignoring death, but conquering death. It's not about avoiding death. But the confidence that someday this body will walk up out of the grave. It's not about refusing to talk about it, but we talk about death, for Christ has taken away its power. We stare down its weak, pathetic little throat and with a wryly smile declare, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. The pain and blank stare may linger for a time, but so does the resurrection. Sadness will come, but not without a resurrection. To live in Easter is to live in hope and courage and confidence. It's not always being happy or smiling. Or joyful. But to live in Easter is to be sad and yet certain and hopeful and confident. For Christ has died, Christ is risen, and so shall we. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.